It's June 22nd. You're listening to the President's Daily Brief. I'm your host and former CIA officer, Brian Dean Wright. Your morning intel starts now. The brief you're about to hear is in the same spirit of the actual President's Daily Brief, which is a top secret summary of the most critical events in the past 24 hours, all delivered to the president each day by the nation's spy masters. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I am your spy, and this is your brief. Here's what we're going to be talking about this morning. First up, the Russians may have attacked America. There was a possible cyber attack a couple of weeks ago in Texas that could be connected to the natural gas wars that I briefed you on yesterday. It's a big story, and it's coming up. As always, I'm keeping an eye out for developing stories. Put these two on your radar. First, Joe Biden confirmed yesterday that he's considering a gas tax holiday, and that basically means a suspension of federal gas taxes. But will that make a difference to your pocketbook? We'll discuss. Finally, this morning, U.S. weapons have sunk a Russian naval vessel in the Black Sea. I'll explain exactly what happened and why it's important. All up next on the President's Daily Brief.
Did you know that Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the U.S.? Well, it is, with over 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. Look, have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? I know, who needs woes and wasted weekends? Finding Fast Growing Trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure. It is a complete time saver. From fruit trees to houseplants, they've got it all, and it's delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And listeners to the President's Daily Brief can get an extra 15% off by using promo code PDB at checkout. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com and use promo code PDB at checkout. When looking at today's financial environment, it's clear that we're experiencing some concerning economic shifts that could impact your retirement savings. Stubborn inflation, soaring interest rates, we've got astronomical debt, which of course is still growing. These things could drain your savings of their value. Now, the good news is that there is a time-tested way to protect your financial future, and that's gold and silver. American Hartford Gold can ship physical precious metals right to your door, or you can store your precious metals in a tax and penalty-free gold IRA. American Hartford Gold can help shield your wealth from this economic turbulence. If you have retirement funds that you can't afford to lose, now is the time to call American Hartford Gold. They'll show you how to protect your savings and retirement accounts by diversifying your portfolio with physical gold and silver. With amazing customer service, top-tier products, and a buyback commitment, American Hartford Gold has earned a 5-star rating from thousands of reviews and an A+ from the Better Business Bureau. Use the promo code PDB, and they'll give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first order. So call 866-292-2990 or text PDB to 998899. Again, that's 866-292-2990 or text PDB to 998899.
First up this morning on the PDB, America may have been attacked by Russia. Investigations are underway this morning, but early indicators suggest that it may have been a cyber attack. So I'm going to explain to you all the details of this alleged attack and what it could mean for us. So here's what you need to know. About 2 weeks ago, there was an explosion in the city of Quintana, Texas, and that's about an hour south of Houston. Now, Quintana is the home of the Freeport Liquefied Natural Gas Facility. And that's where the explosion happened, and it shut down that plant through at least the end of this year. Now that name, Freeport LNG, and that explosion should actually ring a bell. I spoke of it yesterday when I briefed you all on the natural gas wars in Europe. So to quickly recap, the United States has promised to send our liquefied natural gas, or LNG, to Europe. And that's because Russia is cutting off gas supplies to the entire continent, with supplies down about 50% in just the past week. But because of that explosion at the Freeport LNG plant, it's going to make it much harder for America to prop up Europe during this energy crunch, and it increases the risk of economic recession throughout the European Union. Plus, there is a very real possibility of people freezing to death next winter because they rely on that natural gas to heat their homes. Well, we now have reporting that the FBI is in fact investigating this explosion in Quintana, specifically looking at whether Russia was involved. Sources of a reporter that I trust on this have confirmed it. The Bureau, however, is pretty tight-lipped this morning about their involvement, and they're saying, quote, "We can neither confirm nor deny the existence of an investigation into this matter," end quote. But there's reason to think that the Russians were involved, so let me explain that circumstantial evidence. Back in February, Russian military intelligence hacked into more than 100 computers belonging to current and former employees of 21 major energy companies. In some cases, the hackers got into those computers themselves, but in other cases, they were actually paying up to $15,000 to other hackers who had already gotten into those same energy companies in previous hacks. Now, at the time, the belief was that Russia was probing for future targets, laying the groundwork for attacks depending on how the war in Ukraine went or our involvement. So flash forward from February to June 8th, just 4 months later. At the Freeport facility that morning, there was an LNG transfer line that for years had been operating normally. It's a line that runs from the storage tanks to a terminal where the LNG would be piped into waiting ships. But on June 8th, that transfer line had a sudden increase in the pressure inside the pipe, and it ruptured. There was a leak, and a gas vapor cloud built up, and then it ignited. The explosion damaged the facility and knocked it offline until at least December of this year. Now, it's possible that this transfer line could have corroded over time, or the metal just failed. But oil companies watch for that. In fact, they have physical inspections for just such a thing. Plus, and here's the point, they have industrial computer systems that monitor things like internal pressures. Plus, they can adjust it as needed. Now, what's strange in this case is that apparently that computerized safety system didn't kick in. The question is why, and how that pressure spiked in the first place. Well, sources are reporting that because of these oddities, plus the scale of the damage, the FBI got involved. And now their cybercrimes team is on the hunt. If the Russians were involved in this, they would have likely used a type of malware called the Triton or Trisys system. This was developed specifically to take over industrial control systems and to defeat the safety systems that normally prevent these kinds of explosions. So whether or not this quote-unquote accident pans out as a Russian cyber attack, well, let's see. But if I were briefing you this morning in the Oval Office, we would talk about two things. First, Moscow had the ability and the motive to do it. Second, this attack, if true, signals how the Russians will likely respond to our proxy war in Ukraine. So let's dive into that first piece, the ability and the motive. We know that the Russians have the capability to engage in cyber warfare. In fact, Russian criminal groups have a very long history of hacking our critical food and energy systems for ransom. Consider the Colonial Pipeline attack. That happened last year on a pipeline that carries gasoline and diesel and jet fuel from Texas to the New England states. And it was likely done by what's called the Dark Side Group, and that is almost certainly based in Russia. And then a couple of weeks after that Colonial Pipeline attack, there was another one. The company JBS, which is one of the world's largest meat providers, including here in the US, well, they were hacked by a Russian group called Revel. Finally, there was the cyber attack on the American Agricultural Organization called New Cooperative, which has a big computer system that monitors food supply chains and the feeding schedules for millions of chickens and hogs and cattle. They were hacked by a group called Black Matter, which is located in Russia. The point of all these attacks, plus others, is that the Russian government or hacking groups under Putin's thumb have a very clear track record of successfully targeting our critical infrastructure. Okay, the second key here is that Russia also had a very strong motive to attack us. Because as you all know from my previous briefs, they've got Europe on the ropes. They're cutting off the gas supply right now as Europeans need to fill up their storage tanks for wintertime. So Moscow is in no mood to see America or anyone else help the Europeans out of their energy crunch. So if Moscow can blow up the facilities that would otherwise replace their gas, well, all the better, they'd say. It might force Europe to end the sanctions against Russia. Or if nothing else, it'll make Berlin and Paris and Brussels feel as much pain as Moscow. Meanwhile, and this is incredibly important, this potential attack tells us something else, something about the future. Russia likely won't drop a nuclear bomb on America so long as they have other more stealthy ways to cause us pain, like taking down a meat processor or a fuel pipeline or maybe an LNG facility. The problem is that stopping these kinds of attacks is really hard because in an era of vulnerable computer systems and remote workers, there are just too many ways for our adversaries to trick us, to hack us, and then embed themselves into our critical systems. So the bottom line is that anything online is vulnerable, and that should be the message to every company and every person in America. So either we find ways to take our lives and our critical systems offline, you know, to do things manually like we used to in the old days, or we should be prepared to deal with very deadly consequences when we go to war with countries like Russia, who have very good cyber capabilities. And as we deal with those deadly consequences, we have to remember that they'll be very painful for not just Americans, but maybe in the case of this LNG facility in Texas, painful too for millions of Europeans. Coming up, a closer look at what's on my radar.
Mike Baker here. When I say the word preparedness, what do you think of? What? Preppers? Doomsday bunkers? Well, the reality is, being prepared for any number of problems or difficulties should be a concern for everyone. You're out hiking or you're camping and you become ill or get injured. The power maybe goes out, the roads are closed, and you've got a child or elderly person at home who gets sick and needs treatment. Or your college student is away at university and gets sick. Maybe you're on holiday somewhere exotic and fun, and your trip is suddenly threatened due to illness. Now you see what I'm getting at. Being prepared for a medical emergency is just being smart. Introducing the Jase Case, Jase, J-A-S-E, your personalized emergency medication kit with five essential antibiotics addressing common and deadly bacterial infections. Doctor created and recommended, it ensures that you're ready for any emergency. And getting a Jase Case is simple. Look, I've done it, and seriously, it could not be any easier. It took no time at all, and the case arrived in days. Just fill out the online form at jasemedical.com. From online evaluation to licensed pharmacy delivery, ongoing consultation and care, Jase handles it all. Visit jasemedical.com and use code Mike, that's M-I-K-E, just like you probably thought, at checkout for an exclusive discount on your order. Again, that's jasemedical.com and use code Mike. Don't wait until it's too late.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
As always, I'm watching a few of the stories this morning. Put these two on your radar. First, Joe Biden confirmed yesterday that he's considering a gas tax holiday that basically would mean a suspension of the federal gasoline taxes. So the hope here is that by removing these taxes, you and I would pay less at the pump, and that would lower the inflation pain that we're all feeling. But how much less pain would we actually feel? I mean, that's the question here. So the tax is 18.4 cents per gallon for gas and another 24.4 cents per gallon for diesel. So for the average driver of an SUV in this country, just as an example, that would save you about $4.60 a week. Now you can decide how much less pain that is for you and your family depending on your budget. But as you think about it, keep this in mind. There will be a hidden cost. You see, the gas tax provides about 80% of the money for the Highway Trust Fund. And that outfit, in turn, provides the funding for highway construction and maintenance, plus capital expenditures on things like mass transit, buses and trains. So by saving $4.60 a week, American drivers will be paying elsewhere. And at some point, we're going to have to pay it all back to the Highway Trust Fund. So the bottom line here is that if you see politicians in D.C. talk up their plan for a gas tax holiday, just know that it's not a whole lot back in your pocket, because eventually you're going to have to pay for it one way or another. Regardless, I'll be watching what politicians say about this, and I will keep you posted as always. Finally, this morning, I have confirmation that U.S. weapons have sunk a Russian naval vessel in the Black Sea. So let me explain what happened and why it's so important. Late last week, the Ukrainian military used some of those anti-ship missiles that I briefed you on previously to sink a Russian transport vessel. So to recap that previous brief, the U.S. and our European partners, Denmark in particular, we sent Ukraine two different sets of anti-ship missiles to attack the Russian Navy in the Black Sea. The goal, of course, was to sink those Russian ships that are blocking Ukraine's ports, and then to get out that much-needed Ukrainian wheat to the global marketplace. Well, those missiles have obviously arrived and been put to use. One of those systems, the Harpoon, we can now confirm has destroyed a very heavily armed Russian vessel in the Black Sea that was transporting, actually, personnel, weapons, and ammunition. It's the first strike that's been publicly acknowledged, and it comes just a couple of days after there were new promises of more systems that will be both sea and land-based, all to sink more Russian ships. So whether or how Russia responds to this, well, frankly, remains to be seen this morning, but clearly there's a risk of major escalation. And that's not just to the Ukrainians, but to us and our interests all around the world. As always, I'll keep you posted. And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes your morning brief. As always, we close out the show reminding each other of why we are here, talking about our country and our world. It's the creed of every good spy and every smart American. It's from John chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Good day.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.